It's the great Artie Shaw, and the song is Deep Purple, recorded on this day in 1939, became one of the great hits in America. On this day, March the 12th, 1939, and on this day, a lot of interesting things happen. First of all, everybody loves Chicago, great town. It's one of my favorite cities in America with its wide boulevards, great museums, good jazz, good blues. Well, on this day, Jean-Baptiste de Chabal, the African-descended man from Hispaniola, which is now where Dominican Republic in Haiti is, founded Chicago, created the village known as Chicago in 1773. On this day, Benjamin Banneker, another great African-American thinker and inventor, scientist, and Pierre Charles L'Enfant were commissioned to lay out the District of Columbia on this day in 1791. They when you drive through the streets of D.C., they are the men who mapped it out, built those circles, thought about how the city should look. And as you're sipping their Coca-Cola, if that is your drink, well, on this day in 1894, the first bottles were made in Vicksburg, Mississippi. On this day in 1945, Anne Frank, who wrote The Diary of Anne Frank, died in Bergen-Belsen concentration camp from typhus. Many people died from typhus in that camp on that day. And she died not long before that camp was to be liberated by Western troops. On this day, in 1964, Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam, founded the OAAU, Organization of African American Unity, went on to, of course, create a whole new aspect of Islam in this country, and one of our great leaders. And on this day in 1964, he left the Nation of Islam. On this day in 1982, Charles Fuller won the Pulitzer Prize for a really incredible play called A Soldier's Play. If you've not read it, we'll link to it on our website, and you can see it for yourself. And on this day in 2009, the infamous Bernie Madoff pled guilty in New York to scamming $18 billion and bankrupting a lot of Americans. And on this day, we talked about this the other day, because the tsunami that hit in 2011, this is a day that the Fukushima nuclear power plant melted down, exploded, and all that radioactivity went into the atmosphere and into the oceans that are still affecting the oceans and affecting the western shores of the United States. And born on this day is a woman who created the National Council of Negro Women, one of the great leaders in our country educationally. Dorothy Hite was born on this day in 1912, as was Andy Young. Andrew Young, of course, former mayor of Atlanta, UN United States ambassador to the United Nations, a leader of the Southern Christian Leadership Council, and a colleague of Martin Luther King, born on this day in 1932. On this day, the man who passed away on this day, you'll probably look around your house and see this name everywhere, Westinghouse, George Westinghouse, passed away on this day in 1914. And many great musicians passed away on this day, and one of them we'll be hearing later in the program, Charlie Parker. Of course, there's also Al Jarreau's birthday and many more, all that coming up. But that is our brief look at today's history, March the 12th, for a complete history and contacts to some of the folks we were talking about and the events. Please go to our website, steinershow.org, and we'll be right back to start our conversation on revenge porn. Stay with us.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.